Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 17th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Gimel.
Masechta Suga, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Hay. Esrog Hagozel Bahayovish, Posel. An Esrog that is stolen or dry is Posel. For the same reasons we said by the Lulav, the Posuk says, Olakachtem Lochem, it has to be yours and not something stolen. And if it's dry, it's possible because it's not hodor. Shela shera, if it's an esrog that comes from a tree that's been worshipped for avedazara, shel ir nidachas, or for a city that most inhabitants were persuaded to avedazara, the possible, it is possible as well, as we explained by the lulav. Basically, such an esrog needs to be burnt. We consider it as if it's already burnt, and therefore it has no shear. Minimum shear of an esrog is, of course, a bayah, an egg. Shel orla, if it's an esrog that comes from a tree for in the first 3 years of its growth, posel. The esrog is posel as well. And the reason is because orla fruit is osur bahana and bachila. You cannot have benefit or eat. And therefore, it's not called lochem. It's not called yours. And the Torah says, lochachtem lochem. Shel truma tamea, if it's the esrog happened to be truma, which was impure, when no one can eat it, not even a kohen can eat it, and basically it'll have to be burnt. Therefore, we look at it as if it has no shear as well. So some say it's because it has no shear, or others could explain because it's basically like orla. It's not called lochem. Shel truma tahora, if however it is of truma which is tahor, that means a kohen could eat it. Lo yital lachatchila, he shouldn't take it. He shouldn't bench lulav and esrog on it. And the reason is because the lulavim used to be wet. They try to keep it moist with water. When you take the esrog and the lulav together, the esrog would get wet as well, being joined to the lulav. Now, once the esrog becomes wet, it's called mukshar lekabel tuma. It becomes susceptible to receiving tuma, and therefore, because it's truma, we are more concerned that in case now he's made it mukshar lekabel tuma by becoming wet, by that esrog becoming wet, it's now more likely to become tame. Therefore, the person is in fact causing tuma to truma, which is forbidden. We're not allowed to do that. What happens if he did use it? V'im nata. What happens if he did bench on an esrog that comes from truma, which is tahora? Kosher. It's still kosher. It's a precaution only, and we don't want the person to use it, but if he did, it would still be yotza, because it is still called lachem. A kohen can eat it. Or, for that matter, he could sell it to a kohen for, if it was his, for a certain price. If he inherited from a grandfather who was a kohen. Shel demai. What happens if you have fruits that were bought from an Am Haaretz who is not sure, we don't trust him as far as taking mice is concerned, so that produce is called demai, and the halacha is not allowed to eat it until you take mice from it, because it's a suffix if it was mice or not. If the esrog is of demai, beishamai poislin ubeisil machshen. Beishamai say you can't use it for the mitzvah because you can't eat it, hasn't been mice yet. Basil said it's kosher. Why? Because poor people are allowed to eat it as is. That's halacha. They would go around feeding the poor even with fruits of demai. And for that reason, since it's fit for anim, for poor people, therefore one can bench with it. Shel Maiser Sheni Birushalayim. If you have an esrog that was of Maiser Sheni, which has to be eaten, of course, in Yerushalayim, in a state of purity, Tara, lo yitol. So we recommend that he shouldn't use it for his dalad, meaning for the esrog, benching of an esrog, for the same reason that we said you shouldn't use truma tahora, because it becomes wet and therefore more susceptible to become tame, and maaser sheni of course cannot become tame. It is called kodesh. V'im natal, if he did however use it, kosher. B'dieved it'll be kosher if he ate it in Yerushalayim. What about outside Yerushalayim? Well, outside Yerushalayim, it's absolutely forbidden to eat Maaser Sheni without redeeming it first. And for that reason, if he did use it outside Yerushalayim, he would not be Yotza even B'diyavad, because he's got no rights of eating it there. That's how Rashi, Batanura learn. Others learn, Tosfos Yom Tov and other Rishonim learn, or the Ran learns, that really outside Yerushalayim, he would be Yotza as well. The only reason the Mishnah mentioned the case of Masa Yushane in Yerushalayim is to tell you that even in Yerushalayim, where he's allowed to eat the Masa Sheni, he should not use the Esrog of Masa Sheni Lechatchila, because he's making it more liable to become Tomei by benching on it and touching the lulav and becoming wet, as we explained earlier. Mishnah Vav. Also chazozis. What happened if you have blisters or type of formation that form on top of the esrog al ruboy, if it happens on most of the esrog on one side, nitla pitmotza, or if the pitum has been taken, that little projection that comes out of the esrog at the top, niklaf, what happens if it's been peeled, the thin peel of the esrog has been taken off, nistak, or it's been split or cracked. It might be cracked along the length from both sides. Some say even if it's only on one side, right, but it the crack is gone right up until the internal part of the esrog. Or even if it's only gone through the thick skin, because they're very thick skin, the esrog has, and if it's gone through the outer thick skin. Or nikav v'chosakosho, what happens if a hole was made into it and the tiniest of the esrog has been missing? In all these cases, posel. The esrog is posel. It's not called hadar in that situation. It's interesting that when we said the case of niklaf, of being peeled, we said that that's posel. There is a machlekes again among the Rishonim how to learn the pshat. According to Rashi, Rashi will learn that if a little bit of the peel has come off, it's posel, because it looks like it's spotted or speckled. If, however, all of it's been peeled, the outer peel, and it's still green as before, it would be kosher. So, according to Rashi, the Mishnah must be talking about an esrog that was partially peeled. Others learn exactly the opposite. They said if it's completely peeled, and even though it's looking it's green, it'll be posel. And if part of it is peeled, it's kosher. And therefore they will learn that when our Mishnah says niklaf, they will learn that it means completely. Continues the Mishnah. Also chazozis al mi'utoi. What happens if there is this wart-like formation came on only a minority of the esrog on one side, on one spot, for example. Nital uktzoi. What happens if the stem with which it hangs on the trees, he's been taken off. Nikav veloichaser kosher. What happens if there's just been a hole made, but nothing of the esrog is missing? He just made a prick with a needle and took it straight away out, and the needle doesn't go through the other end of the esrog. Kosher. In all these cases, the esrog is kosher. If, however, the chazozis, the wart-like thing, would have appeared on two or three places, even if that's still a minority of the esrog, that would make the esrog possible. If you have a chazosis, you have a spot, one of these spots, or a little blister on top, on the top part of the esrog, which we call the choytem of the esrog, and that is the part where it starts to slope upwards and starts to get narrower towards the pointy end of the top of the esrog. Even the smallest spot, black spot, or the smallest wart-like formation will make it possible. That's why when checking in esrog, that's the critical part to check, is that top part where it starts to slope upwards to a thin point at the top. Esrog hakushi, an esrog that is black, is possible. Some say that's only in a place where they don't normally get black, like in Eretz Yisrael, etc. In those places where it naturally grows that color, then it'll be kosher. Vahayora kecharsu, what happens if it's as green as leek? Absolutely green. Rabbi Meir Machsher. Rabbi Meir says it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says no way. He says it's possible. And the reason Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible is because when it's absolutely green, there's no yellow in it, it's not hadar. Or because it's not a complete fruit yet. The fruit is not yet made. And since the fruit is not yet gomor, it cannot be used for the mitzvah. Who is the halacha like? It is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda, that one cannot use a completely green esrog.